The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, greetings, friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time is from all the various places you're joining. Wonderful to see your hellos, your greetings, these expressions of metta for each other, for the Sangha. Greetings, greetings. So lovely to join you this moment in time to practice together. So this week we're exploring the mind's body. So today we continue to explore that. And without further ado, let's practice together. Let's practice together and explore this mind's body, this body's mind, this mind's body. So, arriving. Arriving wholeheartedly. In this body, inhabiting this body. Allowing, inviting this body to sit tall with a sense of integrity, like a mountain, upright, and well-rooted, like a well-rooted tree connected to the earth through our sit bones, our bottom, our legs, our feet. Well-rooted, connected to the earth. All the while, the top of this tree, tall, reaches up to the sky, and let the branches, the leaves, the limbs, be relaxed. Offering themselves to gravity. Letting our awareness trace the body, the outline of the body. As if we're drawing, three-dimensional drawing. Brushing our entire body, first on the edges with our awareness. This whole body sitting. And then letting it be filled out. Letting the breath be like watercolors, filling out the whole body. Not effortfully, but let it just happen on its own. All we do. There's very little doing here, if any. It's just to turn our awareness, our attention to a particular perception, a way of seeing. In this body right now. And as the breath is received by the body, the entire body, the whole body breathing, bellowing, turning awareness to the entire body, bellowing, the breath entering, leaving, letting the body be relaxed, let the body be an organ of perception. So that we're not noticing the body from the top of our head, from the control tower. But as if our mind is in the body, in the perceptions, the sensations of the body itself. You're noticing your breath in your belly right now, say. The belly is sensing itself. The mind is in the abdomen. As if your abdomen has eyes, ears. Trusting that the body knows how to sense, how to breathe, how to perceive, relaxing. It's not hard. Trust your body. Your body knows how to sense. The body as an organ of perception. Perceiving, receiving the breath. From within. The body knows, senses simply. Sensing the sensations. Whatever, wherever is most prominent. Use the abdomen for this example. Sensation sensed on their own. In the sensed, only the sensed. In the felt, only the felt. No distance. No separation. It's just a sensation. No need for commentary. From the inside of the abdomen, of the sensations themselves. Being sensed. The pressure, tightness, movement. Vibration. Maybe even warmth and coolness. Everything we need to awaken is presented to us in the body, in this long fathom body. We just need to pay attention in a particular way. So today, let the body have its own mind, the locus of perception, of sensation, in the sensation itself. The knowing in the known itself, not from afar, not from a distance. So as a sensation presents itself in the body, whether the breath or something else, let the mind relax into that sensation. Be drenched in that sensation from the inside. And hang in there. It will become clear on its own. If the thought arises, I can't do this, what does it mean? And you believe that and you go with it. It will take a long time to click, or it might never. Hang in there. Trust. Trust that the body knows how to sense and perceive. Without the need for analysis and commentary. This particular way of perceiving is not quite clicking yet. I invite you to imagine that you, whoever you are, or if there is a you, you are in the abdomen, in the sensations. And stay, stay. With perceiving in this way. whole body perceiving sensations from the inside. Just points of sensation. No need for you. Just points of sensation. Self can drop out. Just points of sensation. And as we bring this sit to a close together, holding ourselves with kindness for whatever arose or did not arise, we've showed up, we've done our best. Whether distraction arose or sleepiness or whatever else, it's okay. We've done our best. Even if there was one moment of awareness, clarity, mindfulness, that's infinitely more than 0 moments. So appreciating that we are planting seeds of cultivation towards clarity, awareness, knowing, awakening, kindness, goodness, and offering this goodness, ours and collectively, wholeheartedly, trusting there is goodness here, co-created, offering it generously to all beings everywhere. It's not for us to keep. Nothing is for us to keep in this impermanent life. Nothing. So sharing our goodness, our heart, our actions, wholesome actions, for the benefit of all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May all beings everywhere know their own goodness. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.